Hi, I'm Lisa Urich with your Tuesday 2-Minute Tweak, something short and easy with the potential for big impact in your store. Today, I'm talking about our flood. As you may know, we're in the last weeks of preparation for our Plenty on Spring store opening. We had purchased some of our inventory from friends who are closing a store in Oklahoma, and about a third of those boxes, some 1,249 books to be exact, were on the floor when we had a flood in the store. The underground water outside our store blew off the manhole cover and, like a gushing geyser, filled the sidewalk and our store front to back with mud, and enough water to wet our chairs halfway up. I've been through it with so many booksellers. There is always something that happens in the quest to opening, or in most cases, many things to overcome. Watching you overcome has helped me in this moment, and I wanted to share a little about what I've learned about floods and insurance so far. First of all, Bink has a wonderful single-page document. I'll get it and post it on Franklin Fixture's resources page. It outlines what to do if you have a disaster, and it's filled with helpful advice, practical, save you money advice. In my case, which is still not settled, there are a couple of things that are helpful. First, we had a cameras. It's a hard thing to do, but we decided to invest in a good security system with cameras, and that outdoor footage that shows our sidewalk and entrance areas, complete with the boxes of books, well, it helped make the case that this was not a flood, but a malfunction of the city water system. That's important because unless you have specific flood riders on your insurance, which we now do, floods are generally not compensable. But our footage, our video footage, clearly showed that we had no problem with the rainfall, but a real problem when the bolted manhole cover was displaced by gushing water. The video made it clear, and you need that sort of clarity if you have a disaster. I was so thankful for that footage. We'd only had it in for about 4 days. So, second, pictures. Take tons of pictures of books, of the fixtures, of the water before you start mopping and cleaning up. You cannot have enough pictures, and you need all those before items, especially the details around the corners. Third, before you make a claim, make sure you have coverage and are likely to be compensated. The act of filing a claim in some cases has the same impact on your insurance as getting paid for a claim. So if you don't get paid, then you've just increased your insurance fees for no reason. And fourth, look for ways to make this some sort of building moment for those who care about your business. We're going to talk about it with our customers and hope that they'll see our humanity in this moment. Our struggle is real, and we do need their help. And that reality has the power to be something good. And last, check your policy and know your policy. Would your coverage replace all of your inventory? I found that mine would only replace about a third of it. Your fixtures, your technology, does it cover natural disasters? These are less fun things to think about, but this early obstacle for us, losing these 1,200 books in a week in cleanup, it's a reminder that this stuff is critical in a sustainable business. May your floors be dry and your sales be high. And you enjoy this Tuesday tweak and have a fabulous week.